Are you going ahead?
Yeah.
I was just joking.
Well, I thought that was the direction I got.
We'll be back at 1 o'clock, and we've got 1 o'clock phone appointments. Let's go.
This is the Taney County Board of Equalization calling for your 1 o'clock appeal.
For when is that?
Oh, you were scheduled for today at 1 o'clock for a telephone appeal.
I've got that letter out this morning. I have a tooth problem, and they've given me medicine to take 12 times a day, and then it just kind of knocked me out. I was laying there on it. So I won't be able to come over.
No, well, okay. You wouldn't. We were prepared to have a telephone consultation
okay.
with you. Are you available for that?
Yes.
Okay.
I can. Let me turn the light on here.
Okay.
I had a tooth capped, and I really didn't have any tooth hurting when I went to the dentist. And then a week and a half it's been, I had to get back in there. It was hurting so bad, and he thought it was a tooth in front that I'd had a root canal on it. Didn't know which, so I took more pictures.
Okay.
And
I just wanted to
wait a minute. I'm getting over here where I can sit down. Uh-huh.
Okay. I just wanted to let you know that this appeal is being streamed live on our website, and you are being recorded. And so I'm going to turn you over to the chairman of the board at this time.
Okay.
Hi, Dora. This is Bob Rose.
Hi, Bob. How are you?
Well, pretty good. You've got a request in here to reduce your assessment. Now, it did jump about 42%, I see.
Oh, yes. And all since I've moved in here, it's gone up quite a bit.
I think all of ours have down there.
You know, these houses are old, and they need repair, and we had $1,000 assessment for everybody on one man's house, you know. And there's just something all the time going on. And of course, I've been here 7 years, and all the people are, you know, that live away from here and just use them for summer homes and want you to take care of them, you know. So that's the problem I've had with these. And they come and think that their house or their place needs to be re-roofed, you know, and I think maybe we got maybe about 5 years left on some of the houses, you know, with the hail and all, there has been damage, and so I realize that we're getting to that point, too.
Well, all of them down there, I think, have gone through this stage of not really building up the reserves to do those things the way they should have. No, and
there was some of the circles that had taken money and set aside. Well, this circle had not, and that was one of the things I did, but I didn't want to get their dues too high, so if they, you know, did want to sell their place, people wouldn't be saying, oh my gosh, you know, you got that kind of dues, and what the people down here think, well, what do they do with all that money, you know? So it makes it hard to sell them, too.
Now, there have been two sold, you know, in this last month, there have been two. Are you in a three-bedroom or two-bedroom?
I'm a three-bedroom.
Okay, that's what I was saying. There have been two sold there just in the last month. Both
where?
Of,
in Dick's Circle?
Oh, let's see. That one of them was, let's see, which one's D Court?
Oh, D, down there, yeah.
Is that Ash Court?
Oak. Yeah.
One in D Court and one in, I can never remember which one's which. And other ones
I can't either.
In C Court.
I know there are different places that have different. You know, we now have, let's see, two my neighbor who has Alzheimer's moved out. Her is going to be It is for sale, and then Catherine Anderson's is for sale, and the one over on the corner, number 20, is for sale. And number one, they have been working on that, the one where everybody had to pay $1,000 assessment.
So you were lucky.
On his roof.
Willacourt had to pay $3,000 assessment.
Well, this $3,000 assessment,
yeah,
for one place. Just one place.
Yeah.
That we were working on.
Ms. Michael, we're only dealing with the tax assessment,
yeah,
with you know, money that's taken out for repairs or anything. And what we're looking at is that units in your area down there have been selling for much higher than what yours is appraised at.
You're appraised at about 106.
I tell you, the one next door to me, they're trying to sell it for 139, and it hasn't sold yet.
The two that sold very recently were for 123 and 130. And see, you're appraised
in another court.
And you're appraised at 106. 116.
Well, you know, I just, with what we're going through here of having to repair all these places and the assessments, and, the, you know, that was the next $1,000 assessment on 20 homes, places, were just to fix one roof. So we've got a little bit of money left now after, because we had to fix the sub underneath the shingles, that all those boards had to be replaced.
Well, that's incidental to the tax situation. Now, I see that there hasn't been anything, looks like, sold in your court in the last year. But all the other courts have had places sell.
Yeah.
And they've gone from anywhere from 100, 107,000 to over 200,000.
Yeah, well, some of the others. Courts have a little more backing behind there, because for 18 years, talking with Joanne, they, you know, have people have been paying in there. So they've done a lot better keeping up with their places than they had in this circle.
Okay.
You understand what I mean?
Yeah.
They have the money to do it without having to take a test.
No, I mean, Willacourt assessed themselves $3,000 a piece. Did all the roofs and all the painting.
No, Willacourt over there is a little, they've already had a lot of money in that court, and your people been paying in for years.
Well, they had to assess. You're wrong. They had to assess themselves because they didn't put the money in. But that's incidental. Okay, we'll talk this over, and you will get word from us in writing.
Okay, they'll do what you can for us, because it makes it hard to sell places, okay?
All right.
Appreciate it.
Bye.
Thank you.
This is one here that it's not too far off.
No.
In comparison, the 22,000, I've checked a bunch of them around there. If I were an assessor, and I'm not trying to do your job by any means, Jim, to me that would be about a $20,000 assessed total rather than 22, because ones with better views and things are at around 22, 23. The one you hand out here, I was afraid this was going to come out. I hope you don't hold this against the point. That $219,000.
I didn't even look at it.
That was ridiculous. This was a woman whose father developed that area. She came in and offered, $30,000 more than they even asked, because she said she didn't want to take any chances on losing.
So this is appraised at 116?
Yes.
And she bought it for 130 and 02. Supporting documentation says it's 107 to 219.
Right. Motion to deny.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
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 I'm going to abstain on this one because I am close. We'll make it 4-0 and 1.
You're on a first-name basis with her. She called you Bill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she did. She's one of those little old ladies, both with her, in Magnolia Court, that we have one that we play bridge with on Monday in the clubhouse, who's 90. She's 92 years old, but her mind is still good. She's just up here.
she's more concerned about her assessment of repairs than she is about her taxes.
Well, she has. That's a problem down in that area. I don't know whether I would have bought there, to be honest with you, if I had known that they hadn't built up reserve for doing things like that.
You getting ready to call?
Okay, Murray, 148, and another one in Tampa, Paris.
138?
148.
Should be the same thing.
We're going to try to move. We want to move this one up.
Yes.
Yeah. This one did, really did.
We're sorry. The number you have dialed, area code 525298.
Oh, it's changed.
8935 is not in service or has been
Try again, could you 402 area code.
That's what I get.
First mistake you've made today.
We get that recording at least 3 times a day. I don't know what
that's
there is. Yeah. We get it on the answering machine.
Okay, I just messed it up. I didn't. I jumped again.
They're getting where you have to dial the area code on your cell phone, too, anymore.
Sometimes you do and sometimes you don't.
Yeah.
That's the same way.
We're just supporting documentation. Did you give it to me, Ready?
We can give you Tammy Karen, but we can build you some more.
Is he ready?
Then you'd have to assess them if you build them. I can go make a copy.
That's right.
We got some more interest. Yeah. They're in this.
That's right.
In that folder, aren't they?
I thought they would be.
This should be a general folder where all your newspapers are.
Oh, you've got some, Kitty?
Yeah.
Go ahead and pass them out. I just couldn't find where they
were. We're sorry. The number you have reached is not accepting calls from private numbers.
Oh,
please hang up. Reverse
Here.
Your number privacy.
What's our number? I'll tell her to call in. What's the number?
Here.
Number
is 402-298-8935. What's her name? Eloise Murray?
Yes.
And then have her call the 7200 number and transfer it over.
Okay. I'll let her know.
Dave, we put that there. That's on top of you, Dave.
Oh, okay. Hello, Eloise Murray?
In this 20,000.
This is Bob Paulson. I'm the attorney for the Board of Equalization. We tried to call you, but our courthouse phones, they have no identifiers, and your number says it's not taking private calls. So we're going to have you call in to, are you ready to write down a number? We were trying to call you, and it said it wasn't taking private calls or unidentified callers. So we weren't able to dial you, so I'm having to dial you from my cell phone. My cell phone identifies itself. It has my number on it, but the courthouse phones don't have identifiers. So, okay. So if you could call in at, are you ready to write it down? 417-546-7200. Yes, and they will transfer us you to us in here on this phone, and then we'll be able to have our conference call.
What's the number here? Is it listed on the phone box?
I'm the attorney for the Board of Equalization. There's five guys sitting here, the assessor, lady from the clerk's office. They're all sitting here, and she's letting them know over there in the clerk's office that you're going to call in, and they have to transfer it over here. We tried to call you from our speakerphone, but it wouldn't go through. Okay? So that's all right. All right. We'll be waiting to hear from you. All right. Thank you. Bye.
We don't have a number. What this number is. Here. Call. What's our extension upstairs, guys?
7204.
Hey, Nikki, this is Jim downstairs on speakerphone. What's this extension showing up as?
2201.
2201. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
There you go.
It's Eloise Murray. You want me to go over there and tell them? Or?
I already did. I was going to give them
more. Answer it. There you go. Big and hip. Is it?
Hello.
Yes, this is Eloise Murray.
Good. This is Bob Rose. I'm chairman of the BOE. I don't know why your phone wouldn't accept the call, but this was.
Either. I just never had that before.
You better ought to check with your telephone company because that's one of those things they can block out. You probably had it done and didn't even know it. Anyway, you've got this condo at Tanicomo Terrace.
Yes.
And you were protesting the amount of the increase.
Yes, it's almost doubled.
It's about.
Can you just state your evidence.
Can I what?
Call the standard first.
Go ahead.
Okay, the standard that the Board of Equalization goes by is what was the value, the true market value of your property on January 1st of 2009. And what they need to hear is the evidence that you have of the value of your property on January 1st of this year. If you have evidence that it was lower than what you're assessed at, that would be extremely relevant. Okay?
Well, with the economy the way it is, I doubt if the condo is worth $100,000 because there are 17 condos for sale at a higher listing price and they haven't sold. And with the economy the way it is, I don't see why we would get a double assessment.
Okay, the increase may not be real relevant because maybe you were underassessed. Maybe it was valued too low 2 years ago and last year. But what we really need to know is what was the value of that property on January 1st, and if you have any appraisals or sales comparisons, houses or condos like yours that sold recently, evidence like that.
The only thing I have is the Tanicomo Terrace condos in Hollister. They're only assessed valued at $15,200, whereas ours has gone back on up to $23,650. And then there are some Silver Creek condos that are similar to ours that are only valued up to $15,590.
Where did you get that $23,000 assessed?
$2,300,
I think.
No, we show your assessed total at $20,000, not $23,000.
Well, okay, $20,000 what,
$180?
$180, yes, ma'am. Okay, well, Sam's still looking at this $23,650. But that's still an $8,000 increase, which is,
I
just think that's, and in this economy, I think that's just too high.
Well, I'm looking here now at sales made in this last year. All on Sunken Forest Road there in Tanicomo Terrace. Here's one for $110,000, $140,000, $151,000. I don't know. That must have, what, a garage and dock and everything else with it?
Don't ask me, because I mean, we only have a two-bedroom one, and maybe they have a larger one, with a dock, and we don't have anything like that.
Do you have a garage, ma'am?
We just have a garage, a one-car garage.
Okay.
Now, you left blank the question of how much you paid for it.
Well, we bought it 15 years ago. That's irrelevant. We haven't done any big improvements on it. We just put carpet on the decks when it gets rotten, and we just don't do any improvements. We just I just can't see why that property has doubled when there are 17 condos for sale and they aren't moving.
Ma'am.
And then if you raise the taxes so high, there's no way in heck those are going
to
sell.
Well, our job as a Board of Equalization is to try to set property at its current market value. And we're showing that on yours, which would be $106,210, is what we based upon comparable sales over this past year. And so that's why yours unit is set, and you said yourself around 100,000 if it's right now. That's not too far off from that. But based on comparable sales, all the ones that have sold this last year have been selling higher than what yours is appraised at.
Well, which units were sold for 140 and 151?
140 was 9, 236.
And then the 151,000?
That was 5,166.
Those may be bigger and they may have something else. We really kind of discount the ones that are so much higher, try to throw out the lowest and the highest to try to come to an average.
I can't imagine unless they're a three-bedroom with a dock or something.
The lowest one we have is 104.
The lowest one we have is 104. What value do you think your property should be set at? I don't have that understanding. What are you asking it to be lowered to?
Well, I mean, I think that you say that it's valued now at 110,000.
106.
106 with a 120,180 assessment.
That's what it adds up to, yes.
The assessment is 19% of the appraised value, and we're showing the appraised value.
See, now that's not your taxes. That's just the base on which your taxes are levied. Is that in 20? It's about 19% of the value is what it's supposed to be.
Yeah. If there are 17 condos for sale that haven't moved,
then they have no bearing on this because we cannot compare what people are on the market for. We have to compare on what has sold. What somebody is willing to pay for a unit is what determines market value.
Well, nobody's buying it, so that shows that they're priced too high, and I don't know what they're selling them for, but. I was basing mine on the Annie Como Terrace and Hollister, which are very similar to ours. And why are they just assessed $15,000 compared to our $20,000?
Well, they're in a completely different area.
So the condos are exactly the same.
But area has a lot to do with
Do you have any other evidence, ma'am?
What's that?
Do you have any other evidence you'd like us to consider?
No, it's just that I think that the doubling is, in this economy is just way too high.
All right. The process procedure is that we will vote on it sometime today, and then you'll be notified in the mail of what the decision is.
Okay.
All right.
Thank
you. Could you tell me before we hang up what the phone said that because you couldn't identify yourself?
Yeah, it said that this caller does not take private calls.
See, the telephone company has some of these things that some people don't want to be bothered by solicitations over the phone or salespeople calling, and so they'll put a block on their phone.
No.
That unless the number's identified for you to look at, they won't let it go through. Well, for county business and that, they do not have an ID number.
There's so many different phone numbers at the courthouse that it just comes out as either I unidentified or private caller. That's what ends up happening because we've got so many different lines.
Well, okay. I wish you would reconsider this because we're seniors and we were thinking of even putting it up for sale, but when there are 17 others in this economy aren't going to be able to sell it.
Well, again, a lot will depend on what the price is. I live in a similar type area to you. There were two sales this last month at what I consider to be reasonable prices, but I know other people are asking $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 more, and they're not selling.
Well, I don't know what...
What do you think, if you did decide to sell it, what price do you think you'd ask?
I doubt if we could get more than what we paid for it, to be honest with you.
But you wouldn't tell us that.
Well, I really don't know. I think he paid $100,000 or something like that.
15 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But with the economy the way it is, I doubt we, you know, we could hardly, you know, because things just aren't moving.
All right, thank you.
I just have to look for this. You know, my taxes were going to double, and we just can't afford that. So we have to do something if it goes up.
Well, Thank you very much for talking with us.
All right, thank you.
I'll make a motion to deny the request of BOE number 060148.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? I guess I have to go with it because we've had about three just like it. They were all assessed at the same place.
It was just, unfortunately, with the evidence presented, there was no evidence. That's, once again, I mean, there was no evidence.
You know, we can say that, but in our heart, we know that's not true.
Well, you know,
we don't know how much.
I disagree with that, sir. I mean, we have evidence right here that she would be the second. If we throw out the highs and the lows, the next closest one is the 110. So we could raise it by $4,000 based off evidence that the assessor provided.
But, I'm sorry. I'm still uncomfortable when the latest thing is sold in an area is a year ago. I'm not comfortable with it. I'm not going to vote against it.
Well, what would you establish the value based upon?
I don't know, Jim. It's a conundrum that we know things aren't worth as much, but on the other hand, we just don't know what these people are holding out for or what they said they might. So I'm not opposing the vote.
Yes, sir.
We're dealing with 6-month-ago values, and I agree in the last 6 months probably the market has gone down, but we can't judge it. You know, this is July, and we're dealing with January 1st.
But the prices may have gone down, but they may have gone down, too, from what people expected back a couple of years ago, which were, it was, you know, we can always flip this over and make $20,000.
But again, what you deal with is the evidence presented to you, and there were no comparable sales, there was no appraisal.
No, I know.
Otherwise,
that's the reason I said I voted for it, but reluctantly. I don't feel right, but I don't see any other way to go right now.
Okay. What's next, Ms. Cindy?
216.
0216, and this is just a classification thing. It probably could have been put in with all that other stuff.
Oh, do we need a call? Do we just vote?
Just vote and send it to them.
She says here, reason for appeal, this condo is not used for commercial purposes. That doesn't necessarily say it's not a nightly rental. I don't know if you need to ask her those questions. It's not answering the specific question about nightly rental.
I think we need to ask that.
Is this the last one on the day, Watson?
Yes, this is the last one.
She says this is the last one.
How about headache?
Mr. Akers is not going to be available. He wouldn't have even been able to come to his normal 2 o'clock appointment. And so we're going to reschedule him. Equalization. Thank you for agreeing to take the phone appeal earlier than you were scheduled for. I'm going to turn you over to the chairman, but I did want to let you know that your appeal is being recorded and it's streaming online as well.
All right, Donna.
Hello.
So that we understand this is a condo in Meadowbrook condos?
No. This is a condo at River Bend Place.
River Bend?
Yes, I have a condo in the Meadows, but that isn't the one I'm calling about.
Well.
And I had returned both of my forms that you requested. Who am I speaking to?
This is Bob Rose. I'm chairman of the commission.
Rose.
Rose.
R-O-S-D?
That's right.
Okay. May I speak to you as Bob?
You may.
This is the only application.
I had two forms, and I wasn't disputing the one at the Meadows. I was disputing the one that I live in, which is at 1102 Riverstone Drive.
And she just put the wrong property number.
And that is at River Bend Place.
So we need her parcel number.
Oh. Okay, Ms. Watson, the form we received back from you stated that your condo was not used for commercial.
That's right.
Okay, but we had it with the property number that came back from you. We have it with the Meadowbrook condo, so we're going to have to pull the new information
we have right there.
Oh.
Here it is. We have.
Okay,
we
so have. I made a mistake.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, we've got it up on the screen. So
we've got it up on
screen.
The yeah, we've got it up on the computer now. They pulled it up and put it on the screen here, so we see.
Okay.
Uh huh.
So what is you say that you do not use that for nightly rental?
No, no, it is my residential completely.
Okay. Now, River Bend, is that the one down on Acacia Drive?
No, it's actually at the very end of Fagan Road, and Fagan Road is just off of Bee Creek Road as soon as you
behind
make
the old
your
high school.
Exit.
The old high school.
Instead of going up towards Target, you go the other direction.
Okay.
And Fagan is the road where they used to take the school buses up, but I've been out of town for 6 months, and I didn't even notice that the school buses are all gone. I don't even know where they taken them to park them and maintain them.
Okay, so you are fine if we change it from commercial to residential because that is your primary residence.
Yes,
it's your residence. You don't rent it out.
Oh no, we're not permitted to do that.
Okay.
Motion to do so.
I'll second the motion to change the classification.
All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Your request has been granted. You will receive written notice about it.
How about your Meadowbrook property? Do you rent it out?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Now that's the Meadows at Wyndham.
Right, yes. All right.
Thank you very much. You were easy to take care of.
Thank you.
Right.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
What else?
That's it.
Recess till next week.
You will send an email again, copy of our agenda.
Cindy, we have this room at 3, so.
Oh, okay. All right.
We've got some big old meetings up here.
Okay.
Down here. Over here.
Somewhere.
We're done.